Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick Foster here. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. We do a podcast every weekday, just about, unless it's a holiday of some sort. On behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-host, I want to welcome you to this episode. This week we've been trying a couple of different things, a couple of fun things, and at least I hope they were fun. I don't know if you felt that way, but I had fun. And we're going to keep that up this week. And this one, I think, is going to be hopefully inspiring to others to create their own little episode on this theme. And the theme is songs that I love with feedback. So today on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm going to give you three examples of songs that I love that feature feedback, that wonderful thing you can do with an electric guitar and other amplified instruments. I think there are plenty of examples of this. And I just thought it might be fun to do. I'm not sure how the idea came into my head, but it did, and it's there, and we're going to get it out now, and hopefully it'll be something that everybody can enjoy. Now we're going to start. I'll go through these chronologically. I've got three, as I said. I'm going to start here with a staple of my musical education. This is the Velvet Underground from the second album, The Velvet Underground, White Light, White Heat. And the song we're going to listen to is called I Heard Her Call My Name. It's on the second side of the album. And there's a few moments about kind of midway through the song. It's about a 4-minute song. But there's a little section here around the 2-minute mark in which Lou Reed utters the line, "And then my mind split open." And the explosion of guitar that's turned up so loud that every time there's not an immediate note being played, the feedback is leaking all over the place. Certainly to me, early on in my career of music listening, evoked someone's mind actually splitting open. And I love the song, and I love the feedback in it too. The soothing sounds of the guitars of the Velvet Underground right there. Lou Reed and Sterling Morrison and probably John Cale in there too, wailing away on something. Absolutely amazing. And it's probably the rawest of the Velvet Underground records for sure. and the most visceral, yet it's also got some, you know, lovely moments too. But that one really epitomizes for me like the mind splitting open feedback love kind of theme that we're going for. And White Light, White Heat was released on January 30th, 1968 on Verve Records. Now, moving along chronologically, we're going to go from 1968 to 1979, right, in the midst of post-punk. And this is a band that's kind of formed in the center of the UK in a place called Leeds. And this song comes from their debut album, Entertainment, with an exclamation point. And it is the very last track on the album, and its use of feedback is simultaneously soothing and unsettling at the same time. The song is called Love Like Anthrax. That one, I really do. The feedback just lays this nice creamy layer of noise on top of the bass and drums just tucked in and doing their thing. And then of course the lyrics come in, the singing comes in, and you get the co-lead vocals there of Andy Gill and John King, and really is pretty freaking cool. That's one too that really blew my mind the first time I heard it, or the first few times I started getting into the Entertainment album. It's just this incredible song that takes something you don't necessarily want to think about and puts it with something that you're supposed to think is fantastic and great, and contrasts them in such an interesting way. Really, really an amazing song. This record was released in the year 1979, 25th of September, as a matter of fact, on the EMI label, Warner Brothers in the United States. And that is the great Gang of Four's debut album, Entertainment. Now we're going to finish my songs that I love with feedback on the year 1985. It's a record that was released in November of that year, fall of 1985. It was released on the Blanco y Negro label, the Black and White label. And I believe it was released on Reprise Records over here in the U.S. of A. And the song I'm going to go for from this record is a track called Never Understand, plucked down right in the middle of the record. It was the first single from the record. Not their first song released or their first single, but the first single from this album. It got a lot of press and notoriety for its use of feedback. I'm reading here from the source of all human knowledge. noted that the feedback shrieks like zealous adolescent screams that drowned out the Beatles on every live record. So likening that feedback to the shrieks of fans at a Beatles concert. Very interesting comparison. Anyway, it's a surging song full of kind of a tumbling. It's like a wire. It's a tumbleweed of wire, essentially, with feedback all over it, just blowing down the street. And it goes right by in 2 minutes and 54 seconds. And I love it. And it's got feedback. So it can be included in this little episode. But I want you guys to activate. Brains activate. Form shape of songs that we love with feedback. Let us know what those are. If you want to make a little episode yourself, we'll definitely play that. If you want to get with a friend and do it and each pick three or each pick two or do whatever you want, I'd love to have that as well. Or if you just want to send us an email at rock@suburbspod.com, you can do that or shoot a flaming arrow toward us and write the songs down on the flaming arrow. Send a carrier pigeon. Just stick your head out the window and yell. Keep yelling songs that you love with feedback. And somebody will eventually come and let us know that you need us. We are out of here for today. We'll be back tomorrow with another special little topic that I hope you enjoy. And we're going to take you out with Jesus and Mary Chain for today. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. With feedback.